proof that Sweden is actively censoring news about migrant attacks. News article on migrant attack is mysteriously unavailable to read once you change your VPN or virtual private network to look like you're in Sweden. Have a look at this. So you can clearly see the Daily Mail article. And this, is about an attack. And as they switch the VPN on, watch what happens. Watch what happens. They go to reload the page, or click on on the link, Daily Mail. Now, this is as if that individual was in Sweden. It's totally unavailable. How's that for censorship? To top that off, Reddit has been censoring this left, right, and center. This is the religionofpeace.com slash pages slash articles slash opinion dash polls. Muslim opinion polls, a tiny minority of extremists. Now, this is an entire mass amount of links, to polls. Let me read. Have you heard that Islam is a peaceful religion? Because most Muslims live peacefully and only a tiny minority of extremists practice violence. That's like saying that white supremacy must be perfectly fine since only a tiny minority of racists ever hurt anyone. Neither does it explain why religious violence is largely endemic to Islam, despite the tremendous persecution of religious minorities in Muslim countries. In truth, even a tiny minority of 1% of Muslims worldwide translates to 15 million believers, which is hardly an insignificant number. However, the minority of Muslims who approve of terrorists, their goals, or their means of achieving them is much greater than this. In fact, it isn't even a true minority in some cases, depending on how goals and targets are defined. The following polls convey what Muslims say their attitudes toward terrorism, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, the 9/11 attacks, violence in defense of Islam, Sharia, honor killings, and matters concerning assimilation in Western society. The results are all more astonishing because most of the polls are conducted by organizations with an obvious interest in discovering agreeable statistics that downplay any cause for concern. Now, these have been compiled over the years, so not all links remain active. We will continue adding to this. Have a look at these polls. This right here, this is what I want to read you the most. And of course, I will leave this link at christiantruther.com/news. World public opinion. 83% of Egyptians approve of attacks on American troops. That's not a minority, that's a majority. 26% of Indonesians approve of attacks on American troops. 26% of Pakistani, approve of attacks on American troops. 68% of Moroccans approve of attack on American troops. 90% of Palestinians approve of attacks on American troops. 72% of Jordanians approve of attacks on American troops. 52% of Turks approve of some or most groups that attack Americans. 39% oppose, a minority. Of Muslims disagreed entirely with terror attacks on American troops. About half of those opposed to attacking Americans were sympathetic with Al-Qaeda's attitude toward the U.S. You need to let that sink in. This no longer is a minority, folks, of attack on Americans or the West or the troops. World Public Opinion 2009, 30% of Palestinians support attacks on American civilians working in Muslim countries. 24% support the murder of Americans on U.S. soil. Only 74% of Turks and 55% of Pakistanis disapprove of terror attacks against civilians on U.S. soil. The numbers are shocking. Pew Research 2010, 55% of Jordanians have a positive view of Hezbollah. I stumble reading something because it's just so shocking. We have been lied to. CNN and this mainstream crap fest that they have created is a joke compared to what polls actually say. And of course, you have mainstream media trying to state that, of course, nothing is going on in Sweden when they can't even read about their own attacks. Their news is being censored. It makes you wonder, what aren't we seeing here? That's the real question. So for anybody who has the time, it would be a good idea to get a virtual private network, a VPN, and of course browse the web from another country and see what you can see about the U.S. I would like to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you check out christiantruther.com/news to stay up to date. God bless and carry on.